Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran is pushing back on President Trump's pressure tactics ahead of critical talks in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program. Two Iranian officials called Trump's remarks big lies, but also said negotiations may yield an agreement through honorable diplomacy. If the negotiations failed, Trump has repeatedly threatened to attack Iran. Already, Iran has said all U.S. military bases in the Mideast would be considered legitimate targets, putting at risk the tens of thousands of American service members in the region. During his State of the Union speech last night, Trump touched on Iran and the nuclear negotiations.
They've already developed missiles that can threaten Europe and our bases overseas, and they're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
The president also said,
they were warned to make no future attempts to rebuild their weapons program, and in particular, nuclear weapons, yet they continue starting it all over.
During his State of the Union address, the president also honored the U.S. Olympic champion men's hockey team and its star goaltender. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
The gold medal-winning U.S. men's Olympic hockey team has visited President Donald Trump at the White House and later received about a two-minute bipartisan standing ovation during his State of the Union address. Trump also announced that the women's hockey team, which also defeated Canada to win gold, will visit the White House. The women's team had declined an invitation to attend the State of the Union due to the timing of the address. Trump also said goalie Connor Hellebuck will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
U.S. futures were flat today after Trump's State of the Union speech, while global shares were mostly higher. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shams reports on the deportation of a U.S. man after he served 11 years in a Bali prison.
Indonesia has freed and deported an American man after he spent 11 years in prison for the premeditated murder of his then-girlfriend's mother on the tourist island of Bali. Footage released by the Bali Immigration Office showed Tommy Schaefer walking with a group of people at Bali International Airport, where he was deported back to the United States on Tuesday evening. Schaefer was given an 18-year sentence in 2014 for the murder of Sheila Von Rees-Mack in 2014 during a luxury vacation. The case is widely known as the Bali suitcase murder. Heather Mack, who was almost 19 and a few weeks pregnant at the time of the killing, served a 10-year prison sentence in Bali for helping to kill her mother and was deported in October 2021. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
President Donald Trump used his longest ever State of the Union to try to convince voters that the U.S. is winning despite falling approval ratings.
Our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
In his speech, the president focused on jobs, manufacturing, and an economy that he says is stronger than many Americans believe. He tried at points to appeal to bipartisan patriotic sentiments, introducing a series of surprise guests that included military heroes, a former political prisoner from Venezuela, and the Olympic gold medal-winning U.S. men's hockey team.
People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. We're not used to winning in our country.
On foreign policy, he gave Iran a warning.
I will never allow the world's number one sponsor of terror, which they are by far, to have a nuclear weapon. Can't let that happen.
Trump championed his immigration crackdowns and his push to preserve widespread tariffs that the Supreme Court just struck down.
Very unfortunate ruling.
While Trump didn't say much about efforts to bring down the cost of living, he did pass the blame onto Democrats.
You caused that problem. You caused that problem.
In response, Democrat and Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger asked viewers about affordability.
Is the president working to make life more affordable for you and your family? We all know the answer is no.
Some Democrats, including women lawmakers who wore white as a tribute to the suffragist movement, left during Trump's speech. Haya Pinjwani at the White House.
During President Donald Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday night, he falsely claimed that in the first 10 months of his second administration, he ended 8 wars. And he said he's working hard to end a 9th war, the 4-year battle between Russia and Ukraine.
As president, I will make peace wherever I can, but I will never hesitate to confront threats to America wherever we must.
Trump also claimed that just 8 months after the U.S. wiped out Iran's 3 critical nuclear facilities, they are again, quote, pursuing their sinister ambitions, end quote. Trump has been weighing whether to take additional military action against Iran. Donna Warder, Washington.
This was preventable. This was 100% preventable.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy in January talking about last year's collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines jet that killed 67 people. To avoid such deadly mishaps, the NTSB, since 2008, has been recommending that aircraft that fly near busy airports be equipped with systems that can receive as well as transmit location data. The Senate passed such legislation, but the House on Tuesday rejected it. An airlines trade group, the military, and groups representing business jet and small plane owners backed a competing, more comprehensive House bill. Speaker Mike Johnson tells AP the House and Senate are committed to working out an aviation safety bill. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A divided Supreme Court has ruled that Americans cannot sue the U.S. Postal Service, even when employees deliberately refuse to deliver mail. By a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled against a Texas landlord who alleged her mail was intentionally withheld for 2 years. The landlord is Black and claims racial prejudice played a role in the postal employee's actions. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in his majority opinions that the federal law generally shields the Postal Service from lawsuits over missing, lost, and undelivered mail, includes the intentional non-delivery of mail. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in dissent that the immunity does not apply to situations when the decision to not deliver mail was driven by malicious reasons. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There is a new plea from Nancy Guthrie's family more than 3 weeks after she was reported missing from her home in Arizona. In an Instagram post, Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the family hopes her mother will be found alive, but they also realize she may already be gone.
But we need to know where she is. We need her to come home. For that reason, we are offering a family reward of up to $1 million for any information that leads us to her recovery.
Police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped.
Someone out there knows something that can bring her home. Somebody knows. We are begging you to please come forward now.
Savannah Guthrie says they are holding out for a miracle. I'm Ed Donahue.
Judge Tony Graff has rejected a motion to kick the local prosecutor's office off the case in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk. Defense attorneys for Tyler Robinson argued that Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray's announcement that he would seek the death penalty was evidence of strong emotional reactions that should disqualify the whole team. They also argued there was bias because the daughter of Deputy Utah County Attorney Chad Grunander was at the rally last September when Kirk was killed. Gray testified earlier this month that he thought about seeking the death penalty even before an arrest had been made. Judge Graff found that the daughter's presence did not factor into Gray's decision.
Because defendant has not established a factual basis for a finding of conflict of interest or an objective appearance of impropriety rising to a constitutional concern, his motion is respectfully denied.
Robinson has not yet entered a plea to the charge of aggravated murder. I'm Jennifer King.
Waymo will begin dispatching its robo-taxis in 4 more U.S. cities to 10 major U.S. markets. The move into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando widens Waymo's early lead in autonomous driving, while rival services from Tesla and the Amazon-owned Zoox are still testing their robo-taxis. In contrast, Waymo's robo-taxis have already been providing more than 400 weekly trips even before the new expansion. Those inroads prompted investors to value Waymo at $126 billion in a recent fundraising. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A nightmare for law enforcement in Southwest Missouri has resulted in 3 deaths. Deputies tracked a stolen ATV to the home of suspect Richard Dean Byrd, finding drugs and other stolen goods. Just days after Byrd posted bond, police were called to the site of a traffic stop near Highlandville. Brad Cole is the sheriff of Christian County, Missouri.
Responding deputies arrived and found Deputy Gabriel Ramirez fatally shot laying in the roadway.
Hundreds of officers joined in the manhunt, and Byrd's truck was found 15 miles away near Reed's Springs. Deputies began closing in on a heat signature in the woods when Byrd began shooting. One deputy was shot in the leg. Another sustained 4 gunshots.
Christian County Deputy Michael Highslope suffered a fatal gunshot wound while he was attempting to reach and rescue the downed deputies.
Cole says the gun battle went on for nearly half an hour before officers were able to use an armored vehicle to get close to Byrd and kill him. Audio courtesy KY3KSPR. I'm Jennifer King.
A man convicted of killing a 70-year-old grocery store owner has been put to death in Florida. 65-year-old Melvin Trotter is the second person to be executed by the state this year. He was pronounced dead Tuesday evening following a 3-drug injection at Florida State Prison for the 1986 stabbing death of Virgie Langford. Court records show Trotter stabbed and strangled the store owner during a robbery, but she described key details of her attacker before dying at a hospital. Florida carried out its first execution of 2026 on February 10th. The state has scheduled 2 more executions next month. Last year, Florida carried out a state record of 19 executions. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Police in New York are investigating after officers were pelted with snowballs while responding to a massive snowball fight. It happened in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. Video shows 2 uniformed officers pacing a walkway as snowballs fly in their direction, hitting the officers. They grew visibly frustrated and shoved at least 2 people to the ground. A police spokesperson says multiple officers were hit in the face and were brought to a nearby hospital in stable condition. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this was disgraceful and criminal. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says officers were on the front line responding to the blizzard in the city.
They and our entire city workforce deserve to be treated with respect. The only person in our city's workforce who deserves to be treated with a snowball is me.
The mayor seemed to downplay what happened.
From the video I saw, it looked like kids at a snowball fight.
The head of New York's police union says this wasn't just a snowball fight, it was an assault. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after getting a reminder about the upsides to the boom in AI. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% Tuesday. The index recovered most of its loss from a day earlier. That's when investors got anxious about the prospect that AI might take business away from some companies or even entire industries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 370 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. AMD jumped 8.8%. The company made a multi-year deal to supply chips to power the AI ambitions of Meta Platforms. That's the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. IBM clawed back some of its big drop from the day before. IBM rose 2.7%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Consumers' confidence in the U.S. economy improved slightly in February after cratering in January. The Conference Board says that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 91.2 in February from an upwardly revised reading of 89 last month. A measure of Americans' short-term economic expectations rose 4 points to 72, while consumers' assessment of their current economic situation fell by 1.8 points. Plans to buy big-ticket items such as used cars, furniture, TVs, and smartphones over the next 6 months rose. Home buying expectations were little changed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French President Emmanuel Macron has accepted the resignation of the director of the Louvre Museum. Lawrence Dakar's departure comes 5 months after it took thieves less than 8 minutes to steal $102 million worth of crown jewels from the Louvre.
Je reconnais en responsabilité l'échec que représente le vol du
At the time, Dakar said, I acknowledge our responsibility for the failure that the theft on October 19th represents. It is a tremendous wound that has been inflicted upon us. She says the museum needs deep reform. Also under Dakar's watch, a pipe burst near the Mona Lisa. There were staff walkouts and a wildcat strike over overcrowding and understaffing. French authorities also revealed a suspected decade-long ticket fraud operation linked to the Louvre. Investigators say it may have cost more than $11 million. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Cavaliers pulled away in the second half for a 109-94 victory over the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell scored 23 points and James Harden had 20 for Coach Kenny Atkinson's team.
Bringing James on has given us a renewed confidence.
Kayson Wallace matched a career high with 27 points and the Thunder earned their NBA best 45th win, 116-107 over the Raptors. College basketball, third-ranked Michigan clinched at least a share of its first Big Ten title since 2021 after beating Minnesota. Number 1 Duke and number 2 Arizona were also victorious. NFL, the Falcons informed quarterback Kirk Cousins they plan to release the 14-year veteran when free agency opens. The Raiders plan to keep disgruntled star edge rusher Max Crosby, and the Jets intend to keep 1,000-yard rusher Breece Hall. The NFL has received no proposal to ban the tush-push play this year. League executive Troy Vincent told reporters at the scouting combine in Indianapolis that the deadline for submissions has passed. The NFL could still explore modifying the rules regarding pushing and pulling players. The Green Bay Packers authored a rule change proposal last year to prohibit offensive players from pushing, pulling, lifting, grasping, or encircling a runner. The ban was supported 22-10 among the 32 franchises, but failed to pass by 2 votes. Jack Hughes overtime goal delivered a huge audience for U.S. hockey and NBC. Nielsen said Team USA's 2-1 win over Canada in the gold medal game averaged 18.6 million live viewers on NBC and Peacock. The audience rose to 20.7 with encores later on Sunday. Nielsen also said it's the most watched U.S. sporting event with a start time before 9 a.m. Eastern. Canada's broadcaster said 8.7 million Canadians watched overtime. The Milan Cortina Games averaged 23.5 million viewers overall. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
As elections get closer, Hungary's pro-Russian president is pushing to stay in power with an anti-Ukrainian message at the heart of his campaign. Viktor Orbán is running an aggressive media campaign whose central message is that Hungarians should refuse to align with the rest of Europe in supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. That path, he argues, risks bankrupting the country and getting its youth killed on the front lines. Budapest Liberal Mayor Gergely Corăsan has called the strategy a hate campaign and described it as stomach-churning. Orbán's chief opponent, Peter Magyar, has focused his campaign on stemming the rising costs of living, improving social services and reining in corruption. I'm Karen Shamas.
Britain's House of Commons has approved the release of papers related to former Prince Andrew's appointment as a trade envoy. The approval came in a voice vote. It's unclear when the release could occur, as the former prince was arrested last week on suspicion of misconduct in public office. The government's made clear it does not want to interfere in the inquiry. Ed Davey, the leader of the opposition Liberal Democrats and the lawmaker who introduced the motion, has argued it was time for transparency regarding Andrew's trade dealings. 17 international aid groups have petitioned Israel's Supreme Court to allow them to keep working in the Gaza Strip and other Palestinian areas, as Israel is set to bar them for refusing to comply with new rules. Israel says it will ban 37 aid groups by March 1. The rules announced last year require them to register the names and contact information of employees and to provide details about their funding and operations. The aid groups view the rules as invasive and arbitrary and say the ban would hinder critical assistance to people in war-ravaged Gaza. They've appealed for an urgent interim order that would halt the process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.